Welcome to Cassandra Explains It All, a podcast where we take a magnifying glass to all of our treasures from the past. Okay, perfect. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about Marilyn Manson and Shia LaBeouf.
He's an eccentric human being.
Okay, wait, Tommy. So Tommy, you meet with Marilyn Manson, okay?
Yeah.
Take me through, step by step, what is he wearing? What is his house like?
Got you.
What does he serve you?
Yeah.
Tell me everything.
Well, he lives in West Hollywood above a liquor store.
Right. Exactly how I imagined it.
And there's no lights in the room, and it's sort of this big metal door, and he opens the door, and he's in a kimono, a big pink kimono.
Okay, I didn't expect that.
Yeah. And he shakes my hand, and we walk in. There's sort of like it's a layer, you know. Again, no lights. So he's using his cell phone to guide you around. And he's a cinephile. I mean, all he does is watch movies. So you go into his house, and really the whole house is just a theater.
Wow.
He eats, sleeps, records. It's all in a movie theater, essentially. And he, you know, we sat and watched movies a bunch and talked about what he wanted to do for the visuals on his album, and which are all, you know, really eccentric ideas that involve things that, you know, I can't even really say out loud because it's morning television.
Yeah, right. Don't say it out loud.
Is he part of your video that you're shooting?
Yeah, it's his
album. Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, so that's cool.
If you need me to carry equipment, I will show up.
He'd actually love it, I'm sure.
I will put on a kimono, whatever.
Wow. All right, maybe. Yeah.
I will.
Which... I know that recently someone said they wanted to have more Shia episodes, and honestly, guys, I could go on about Shia LaBeouf for days, and I bet some of you didn't know that there was a connection between Shia LaBeouf and Marilyn Manson.
So with Esme Bianco coming forward, it makes roughly about a dozen women that have come forward with allegations against Manson that we know of, and again, the FBI is actively looking into this.
Medically speaking, I mean, that type of grooming behavior and abusive behavior, controlling behavior towards another person, you know, speaks to some sort of underlying personality disorder that has to be addressed, and that type of behavior has to be put to a stop. Well, moving on, another actor who's been in the news with abuse allegations is Shia LaBeouf. Can you break down what we need to know there, Thomas?
Both of whom are about to be on trial. How weird.
So Shia LaBeouf is someone that we've all been pretty well aware of for a long time because he started out as a child actor, a Disney star. But these recent allegations, they stem from the musician FKA Twigs, who recently filed this lawsuit in LA accusing the actor of sexual battery, assault, and infliction of emotional distress.
Has Shia reacted to these allegations?
And he stated, quote, "I'm not in any position to tell anyone how my behavior made them feel. I have no excuses for my alcoholism or aggression, only rationalizations. I have been abusive to myself and everyone around me for years. I have a history of hurting the people closest to me. I'm ashamed of that history, and I'm sorry of those that I've hurt, and there's nothing really else that I can say."
Right. We know that Shia has had an ongoing history of alcohol and drug abuse, and he's tried to go through rehab a number of times. We know it's difficult, but so this type of erratic behavior speaks to potentially that he is going through that difficult period, and we know it's difficult to get through it. We wish him all the best.
It's such an unexpected connection between two iconic figures. Brace yourselves, guys. This is truly going to be a riveting journey through the realms of artistry, rebellion, and the unyielding pursuit of self-expression.
Who have no fear. I envy people who have no fear. And you find most religious people have no fear. Most.
Dark Hollywood. Let's jump in. So our story begins with Shia LaBeouf, a man who defies stereotypes, known for his raw talent, his unabashed dedication to his craft, and, I mean, abusing women. Shia has left an incredible mark on Hollywood.
I wrote a poem about it. Mind if I... It's called One Man. Me is only one man. How do I stop all this hate? How can I replace it with love instead of sealing my fate? Me is only one man. How do I love? Smile at those lost smiling from above. Me is only one man. How do I give? Make yourself love one another, for you only have one life to live. Why would you cut yourself short just because of another person's actions? Instead, give help, love, and there would be no need for a weapon. Me is only one man. How do I survive? Yeah, we've had some tough times, but we're still alive. So remember, life is only as good as you make it. Us as Americans, we will make it. Let's get rid of all this anger, replace it with unity. Even just one hug or handshake can make a difference in your community. Me is only one man. They call me an American. No matter if I'm Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Catholic, or any persuasion. I think through this pain, I've learned a powerful lesson. That it's awesome to be an American citizen.
Now, more than ever, it's important for kids like you to express themselves every day.
Because, I mean, truly, he is talented. From his breakthrough role in Even Stevens, which is what most of us probably know him from, to his critically acclaimed performance in things like Honey Boy or his smash box office hit Transformers, he's continuously pushed boundaries and challenged the status quo. That's something you definitely can say about Shia LaBeouf. And of course, yes, I think that Shia is a monster, but I also think he is an incredible actor.
Just in case.
In case what?
I don't
In case
know.
You fail. In case it don't work out. Yes, man. She's filling your head full of fear. I pump you full of strength. Because we're on a team, and I know you got what it takes. You're a star, and I know it. That's why I'm here. I'm your cheerleader, honey boy.
Shia's passion for acting is literally unparalleled. I mean, his ability to immerse himself in these roles he portrays is astonishing. Like, he's like a chameleon. He effortlessly can transform and breathe life into these characters, and he just captivates me. He's just captivating to me. Each time he steps onto a movie set or a theater stage, he brings an audacity with him that can only be described as like magnetic, I think.
Yes. Now, this movie is very moving and really troubling in a lot of ways, because you had a really tough childhood. If people saw you as a kid actor, Even Stevens and all this stuff, but boy, the life you were living was certainly not glamorous, and it makes me wonder how your dad felt about you playing him. Did you tell him beforehand?
My dad's a pretty off-color character. He wasn't like too enthused about me playing him, you know? I don't know how you are with your dad or how you guys are with your dad, but my dad wasn't trying to have me play him, so I lied to him and told him that Mel Gibson would be playing him. And my dad was like, Mel Gibson? All right. I didn't sign the paperwork. And then I got home and I broke it to him. I sent him pictures. I said, listen, man, it's not like that. Yeah. True story. Yeah.
And has your father seen the movie yet?
Yes.
He has.
Yes.
And how did he take it?
Well, I didn't ask him. I watched him watch it on webcam.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Did he know you were watching?
Yeah. I told him, listen, you know, I don't want to hear your review. I just want to watch you watch it.
Now, as we get into Marilyn Manson, we're going to venture further into the depths of Shia, too. I mean, his unconventional universe, another enigma awaits. Brace yourselves for the arrival of Marilyn Manson into the timeline. The epitome of a pick-me fuckboy. I'm sorry, did I say that? You know, he's provocative. He's a showman.
Obviously, you know, from being in journalism, that, you know, anything you say, people will take little pieces out of. And me being a former journalist also, I also know how to construct sentences in a way that they can't be taken out of context. That's also probably why the CIA wanted to recruit me when I was a younger child. My father told me before he passed.
The CIA wanted to recruit you?
He said something along those lines. He said he'd try to protect me from them because I think that he was somehow involved in Vietnam with covert operations that I'm probably not even supposed to know about. So he never told me about it until he was, you know, very ill at the end.
So on the passing things, he says he was the CIA tried to recruit you and I tried to keep you away from it.
Yeah, for the most part, he said because of my ability to understand language and count the amount of things in a room,
He's, I truly think, one of the last living rock stars, and I mean that in every sense of the word, challenging social and societal norms and embracing controversy. The allure of Marilyn Manson lies in his relentless pursuit of personal expression.
I find it's easier to create or just to do whatever I do when the sun is down. So it's not simply to try to live vampire hours, but vampires got it right when they didn't go out in the daytime.
You know, with his hauntingly powerful voice and bold stage presence, he transcends genres, defying the conventional boundaries of music, right? Like an otherworldly creature, almost, kind of like a David Bowie vibe. He magnetizes his followers. He takes his listeners on this dark, otherworldly journey.
The artwork, one with the music and making them together. And I think anything that is not already existing in nature to the human eye is a perversity. So essentially everything that I paint is a perversity, but that's essentially the creation of art. You know, if someone takes a photograph or paints something that looks exactly what like what you see with your eye, then you're just simply documenting reality. But if you create something that is your opinion of reality, it is a perversion. That's what it is. It's a perversion of nature. And so in that sense, I am a grand pervert of that, but I don't think it's a negative thing.
This is where the story becomes truly interesting, right? Despite the apparent contrast between Shia, like a little Disney kid, and Marilyn Manson, and the age gap, creepy, their paths have intertwined in the most incredible way, an association forged by creativity, artistry, and a mutual thirst for breaking free from stereotypes, I guess, or a need to be seen as artistic, I'd say. It all began in 2014 when Shia starred in the music video for Manson's song Born Villain. Collaboration became a turning point for both artists. The mesmerizing visuals and edgy narrative showcased Shia's raw talent while adding a new dimension to Manson's mystique. It was an explosive concoction of talent. I mean, one unforgettable creative endeavor. This should have worked. It should have been amazing. And I want so badly to be able to like this, but I can't. I just can't. I mean, whether it's Shia's eccentric performance art or Manson's brutally honest lyricism, these two share an unwavering dedication to their craft.
I've never danced with a much older guy like that before. And it wasn't like we were actually dancing together because we were like fighting each other. We were battling. We weren't really like together during it.
Maddie figured her cage dance with Shia would create buzz, but not like this. Sia tweeted, quote, "I anticipated some pedophilia cries for this video. My intention was to create some emotional content, not to upset anybody." You may be surprised by the actual premise of the video.
I'm supposed to be portraying a werewolf, and pretty much Shia and I have been just living in the cage for like a year, and I'm the strong one, and I'm trying to pretty much kill him. Every time between takes, they would come and say, "You need to be more aggressive. You need to bite him harder. You need to slap him harder." And I'm like, "I can't. I don't want to slap someone. That's like scary." And Shia kept saying, "No, you need to hit me as hard as you can. It's not real until you hit me as hard as you can."
It's a completely cathartic thing being here, and I'm also extremely honored to be working with such cool people.
Maddie's coach is Dance Mom star Abby Lee Miller, and she's definitely Team Sia.
It's genius, and it creates controversy. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, you're talking about it. And to me, That's success.
But Shia's hygiene had to be kept in check during filming.
It was gross because we were dirty and I had to bite his dirty hands. I was so dirty, I kept wiping myself off and I kept handing them to Shia. He's like, I don't need them. I'm like, yes, you do. You need them. I brought like perfume and everything. I didn't want to smell. And he was like, oh, I'm totally fine with that. I don't care. I'm like, no, you, he's like, then what should I bring? I'm like, a towel, a change of clothes, and a lot of baby wipes. And he did. He actually listened to me. So I was like, I'm sorry, but kind of, it's really dirty.
This weekend on SNL, Maddie recreated some of the choreography.
They refuse to be confined to society's expectations of, you know, men who don't abuse women. Instead, opting to harness their individuality to create thought-provoking works that challenge audiences to question their own beliefs. The influence of Shia LaBeouf and Marilyn Manson reaches far beyond the realms of entertainment, right? I mean, they both ignited a fire within a generation of artists, misfits, rebels. And I really don't think it's a stretch to say that.
And now, from the same people that brought you Shia's head in a paper bag and Shia's one-man marathon, it's Shia LaBeouf's He Will Not Divide Us!
He will not divide us.
He will not divide us.
He will not divide us.
All right! You guys gonna switch it up?
He will not divide us.
Guess not, okay.
Shia LaBeouf at the Museum of Moving Image in New York City. And he right now is doing a performance piece slash protest of Donald Trump. He set up a live stream camera at this museum that for 24 hours, for the next 4 years that Donald Trump is president, this is going to be running.
Yes, he started it on Inauguration Day, and people are still showing up around the clock to say,
He will not divide us.
It's still live streaming. I clicked this morning, and there's a bunch of stoners just walking around saying, He will not divide us.
So it's just a chant, like a loop.
Yep, that way it's easy to remember.
He will not divide us.
Unless you're this guy, apparently.
Is this performance art, or is it a protest?
Well, let's just ask Shia, because we got him out on a break from chanting.
What you trying to do here?
It's on the wall. What? Simple.
Okay, got to the bottom of that one.
Their fearlessness has become a catalyst or some type of a badge, empowering others to embrace their uniqueness and strive for this like weird eccentricity. LaBeouf and Manson embody the spirit of defiance, refusing to conform and allowing their art to become a powerful form of protest.
It's a campaign of fear and consumption. And that's what I think that it's all based on, is the whole idea that keep everyone afraid and they'll consume.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really as simple as it can be boiled down to.
Right. If you were to talk directly to the kids at Columbine or the people in that community, what would you say to them if they were here right now?
I wouldn't say a single word to them. I would listen to what they have to say, and that's what no one did.
Through their audacious performances and unapologetic personas, they inspire countless individuals to find their own voices, unleash their creative potential, and relentlessly chase their dreams. But little did a lot of these people know that the people that they worshipped or idolized were monsters.
The acts of violence that he committed against me and a number of other victims, men and women, are absolutely horrific.
There are some pictures of Shia and Marilyn together at a book signing and a screening for the Born Villain video short film that they did. Now, this is from MTV Archives, and it's from 2011. File this story under the most surprising of pairings. Transformer superstar Shia LaBeouf and Marilyn Manson have teamed up for Manson's new music video, Born Villain. So how did these two artists come together? Well, they met at a Kills concert, where LaBeouf, a longtime Manson fan, casually approached the Beautiful People singer and struck up a conversation that sparked a genuine friendship. Marilyn Manson, to me, is an incredible figure. LaBeouf told MTV News, "He's a big deal to me, and in my childhood, I don't know of a scarier figure in art. He, in my teen years, was the scariest thing in the world, so part of me has always been intrigued." LaBeouf told Manson that he would love to direct the next video and showed him his previous work as proof that he knows what he's doing behind the camera. "I played Maniac for Manson, and he freaked the fuck out," said LaBeouf. Manson goes crazy. Manson's like, I want you to do my video. The two then began prep work on Born Villain, which draws heavily from very intense graphic imagery, specifically a famous French surrealist short film, Shakespeare and Theology. The song has all these references to Macbeth and this Shakespeare and heavy theologies to celebrate the LaBeouf directed video, which is much a short film than a standard clip. LaBeouf and Manson will be appearing together at a one-time only book signing and screening Thursday at Hennessy Ingalls Bookstore in Los Angeles from 8 to 10. The 18 and up event is private and limited to 150 attendees on a first-come, first-served basis. In order to receive tickets, those who wish to attend must purchase the limited edition Born Villain photo book at the Hennessy, which also comes with a copy of the short film. Unsurprisingly, the imagery in the video is very graphic and very adult. Those who only know LaBeouf from his clean-cut film roles will likely be shocked by this directorial effort. But LaBeouf isn't worried about those reactions. This, for me, this is a really cool diversion from when I'm not making a movie. It gives me an opportunity to work with musicians I admire who I would otherwise never get to work with in any other capacity. I really have a fun time doing it. It allows me to be creative in another art form and work with heroes. I also think there are fans of mine who aren't fans of Manson's and vice versa. That's why I think our collaboration is interesting. I don't really see it on paper. I don't see fans of mine who went to see Holes when they were 12 loving this. I don't think my audience is the only thing I should exercise my art muscle for. I don't necessarily always do things for the audience. This is one of those. I love Marilyn, LaBeouf said. Manson is like a brother to me now. He's a real sweet dude, a real close friend. So I wonder what Shia has to say about Marilyn these days. And I wonder if he's still hanging out with Marilyn Manson. You guys might be wondering what the graphic content inside of the short film was. Well, I mean, it is a surrealist horror film, and it was released on August 28th, 2011. Born Villain begins with a man played by Marilyn Manson cutting a pair of nude women's hair until they are bald. The movie then depicts an underage boy in white face makeup sitting next to an elderly man on a couch who starts caressing the child's thigh. The man and boy begin physically fighting, after which Manson's character recites parts of the Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow soliloquy from Macbeth as two women with shaved heads stand behind them. A group of masked people, two of them wearing Nazi uniforms, applaud the reaction. Manson's character then watches a blindfolded man and woman have anal sex in a glass cage, followed by a scene in which a woman fails in an attempt to shoot an apple off a man's head. She instead shoots him in the eye. This dismembered eyeball, which is still fully intact, is handed to the woman. Another woman recites Lady Macbeth's plea. She's then seen kissing a man with no legs and is applauded by a pair of topless blindfolded women. Manson's character is shown forcing a long thin knife through a woman's cheek before he combusts as he blows out a candle. Apparently unharmed, he reappears as a doctor dressed in medical garb and removes an eyeball from his mouth and inserts it into a woman's vagina. He then says, "The wages of sin is death," before forcing a gun attached to a crucifix into the mouth of the man who molested the boy in white face makeup. As the man screams, the boy smiles, and Manson's character pulls the trigger. Facing the corpse, Manson's character quotes Macbeth, "Nothing in his life became him like the leaving it." He sits on a chair next to the legless man and a lion before the film fades to black. So yeah, I mean, look guys, the critical reception and analysis of this film was kind of all over the map. A lot of people liked it. They said it was boundary pushing and shocking, arty, dramatic, salacious, depraved. It just reaffirms his shock rocker status. And some people even praised LaBeouf's abilities as a director, calling it effectively overwhelmingly gross. Other critics were less impressed. I mean, Max Feldman of Pop Matters wrote that by collaborating with LaBeouf for the short and Johnny Depp for his band's cover of Carly Simon's You're So Vain, Manson is feeding the consumerism and celebrity culture he used to criticize. While IndieWire dismissed the video as boring, with the former criticizing its music and the latter jokingly telling LaBeouf and Manson to commit suicide due to the short's poor quality. So yeah, I mean, I don't know how this was never on my radar until like probably within the last month. I never knew that Shia LaBeouf and Marilyn Manson crossed paths, or that they made this really bizarre short film as like a promotional thing for Manson's album. So yeah, if you guys knew about this, please let me know. If you are as disturbed about it as I am, please let me know. We will have many more episodes about Marilyn Manson, Shia LaBeouf, FKA, all of the things.
And I think that it's an interesting time right now. While we don't want to accuse and throw anyone under the bus without actual proof, I think it is a much better environment for women who have been abused to come forward and to find their strength in numbers and feel like they're actually going to be taken seriously and supported.
You point out Esme Bianco. She says that Marilyn Manson, during their time together, repeatedly cut her with a knife, bit her, and even chased her with an axe at one point. She says, quote, not a misunderstood artist in reference to who Marilyn Manson is, but someone who deserves to be behind bars for the rest of his life. So with Esme Bianco coming forward, it makes roughly about a dozen women that have come forward with allegations against Manson that we know of. And again, the FBI is actively looking into this.
I could talk about Shia forever and ever and ever, and I probably will. There are truly so many interesting parts of Shia's career to talk about, and this was just a minor footnote, but I thought it was interesting since they have both been in the news lately, you know, for some pretty bad allegations.
Shia LaBeouf is a talented actor, but he is also no stranger to trouble. And now two famous singers have come forward with disturbing allegations about their troubled relationships with Shia.
Shia stepped out looking sullen in new photos taken Saturday, a day after ex-girlfriend FKA Twigs filed a bombshell lawsuit against him. She is accusing the actor of sexual battery, assault, and knowingly giving her an STD. Now Twigs is getting support from fellow musician Sia, who took to Instagram writing, I too have been hurt emotionally by Shia, a pathological liar who conned me into an adulterous relationship claiming to be single. I believe he's very sick. Shia starred in Sia's 2015 music video for Elastic Heart. At the time, he was dating ex Mia Goth. Sia did not elaborate on when their alleged relationship occurred. Shia and FKA Twigs, born Talia Barnett, met on the set of their 2018 movie, Honey Boy. She claims their tumultuous relationship quickly turned into a living nightmare, and around Valentine's Day 2019, Shia forcibly slammed her against his car and strangled her. When it comes to the STD, she alleges Shia covered a flare-up by applying makeup. So what is Shia saying about all of this? He told the New York Times, quote, many of these allegations are not true, but went on to add, I have no excuses for my alcoholism or aggression. I have been abusive to myself and everyone around me for years. I'm ashamed of that history and am sorry to those I hurt.
just want to say a thank you to all of my patrons because you guys are awesome. I hope that everybody enjoyed this episode. Make sure you give it a like. Make sure you leave a comment. That way I know which ones you guys like or don't like, or if it was too intense, let me know. Don't forget to share. Keep pushing boundaries. Until next time, guys, just don't be an asshole method actor like Shia LaBeouf and never settle for anything less than extraordinary, unless it means you have to become a total asshole like Marilyn Manson. I hope that everybody's having an amazing day, and I will talk to you guys again soon. Later.
So here's why I don't talk to Shia LaBeouf anymore.